So today we will the way in which we're gonna the day will unfold, we're going to start with these instructions of relaxing and resting and receiving and moving to mindfulness of breathing, stabilizing, arriving here, gathering the mind, heart. And then we'll have some meditations for the heart, some Brahmaviharas, some loving kindness. And that may turn into different flavors of loving kindness, compassion or mudita, sympathetic joy, and balance. And so from there, then we will go into a broader sense of mindfulness practice. Mindfulness practice, especially of the body and especially of how it is that we relate to the mind in this interplay between the mind and the heart. The mind and the heart. And so we'll start also, with setting these conditions of dedicating this day to practice. And we started that already with bringing all of us together, having a sense of who is here. And now maybe bringing just your intention again, whatever it is, or your sincerity of practice is good enough. Just your sincerity of practice. Trusting and having some curiosity for what can unfold. And with this, also having a sense of the body, connecting with the body and see what posture the body wants to be in, listening to the body. Maybe the body wants to be in stillness and be seated, or maybe lying down, or maybe standing. Taking the posture, letting the body manifest into this posture that supports, that care for this body itself. And that supports you in being a little bit more relaxed. Nothing needs to happen. You're not making the perfect posture. You're just being. Just let the body be here, alert, in a posture that is alert and at the same time relaxed. Relaxed meaning again that nothing needs to happen. No need to perform or to design or to create. It's just having a sense of presence here in this moment. And letting the body breathe itself and maybe receiving this body naturally, and if needed, sometimes just taking two or three deep breaths, but then let nature of the body be nature. Letting the body breathe in naturally. And having the sense of the body, taking space, feet touching the ground, contact points of the body with a chair or where you're lying down. This is a day of self-care, a day of nourishing this dear mind. Nourishing the body through your meditation practice, however it is. And then, as we established ourselves here in the present moment through mindfulness of the body, through setting conditions of remembering, sincerity of practice, intentions, there may be two more things that may support us throughout our days, our day to day. And is the attitudes with which we relate, we can relate to being here. Maybe having an attitude of curiosity. An attitude of no need to categorize experiences of or on good, bad. In mindfulness, in this practice, awareness, mindfulness receives everything from joy to sadness. Joy is joy, sadness is sadness. Being rested, just being rested. Being tired, just being tired. It's okay. So curiosity and allowing whatever shows up as it shows up, as it reveals itself. Maybe to make it even simpler, dropping any expectations you may have. It will give space to this heart, to this mind, to this body, to be here in any way it shows itself. It doesn't take a lot of energy to be aware. If I tell you right now to be aware of your left foot, just being aware of your left foot, It may take some seconds. It may take a little bit of waking up and, oh, okay, here's my left foot. But that's the level of effort that is necessary. Nothing else. And so taking this moment to also receive these words, see how they land, no need to analyze them, just receive them as the rain or as the sun shining light towards all of us. And so, one instruction that you may hear throughout the day and that you can adapt to whatever supports you is bringing back, bringing mind, bringing the, excuse me, bringing the attention to whatever is predominant for you, whatever you're aware, what you're aware of in the present moment. And it would be what brings you here? How can you be in this home base? Maybe having this place where you can rest, a home base, an anchor if it is needed. It could be the body, it could be the breath, it could be even sounds. So maybe for some of us, maybe easy to come back and just rest the attention in the breath, the physicality, physical sensations of the breath. Maybe the softness, the coolness, or the warmth of the breath. Right at the nostrils or the rise and falling of the abdomen. And just resting, resting, nothing to study or look for, just resting in whatever place you feel the breath sensations of breathing in and breathing out most easily. It could be that you just feel the full body breathing, and that's okay. Finding your own way in the practice. And so resting here, allowing physical sensations coming and going of breathing in and breathing out like ocean waves. Let yourself be nourished by the coming and going of breathing in and breathing out. There may be other experiences showing up. There may be emotions arising and passing, or a thought coming and going. It's okay. Just acknowledge them, give them respect. But then you can come back, go back to the breath. Say thank you. And for now, let me just go back to this home base of the breath. There will be time later to attend other things, but for now, can I just receive the physicality of this in-breath and this out-breath? Without efforting, if there's a lot of being conscious of the breath, maybe it's just that it's too much effort. Just let the body breathe itself. And just receive that coolness or warmth. Shortness or long breath. This rising and falling. Kindly and gently. Caring for this breath. Let it be as it is. If the attention drifts away, it's okay, not a problem. It's the nature of the mind. Sometimes for this faculty of attention to drift away. And as soon as you notice, as soon as like, oh, I'm here. Your back attention is here. And you can rest it in your home base, body, breath, or sounds. And for this time here, maybe just keeping it with the breathing. I'm breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Just knowing. An easeful knowing. We don't even have to think about it. Through the sensations of the breath, whatever is easy for you to feel them, to sense them. We know that we're here. We know that we're resting in the breath. If there's any, maybe contraction, because you're not feeling, you're under the weather, and maybe it's easier to feel the body breathing, that's okay. No need to force an instruction. Find what supports you. Just be aware. Be aware of this full body, a simple physical sensation and sound. That's okay.